I'm gospel recording artist Appointed. Please stay tuned for Let's Talk to the Lord Gospel Radio Talk Show, created and hosted by Apostle John E. Ross. In the days
of the youth, why the evil days come not, nor the years drown nigh, thou should have no pleasure in thee. Jesus is gone and what you're here, he's soon to come. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side, you can make it. Christ on your side. Calling you. Jesus is calling.
He's calling.
Jesus is calling. Even calling you.
Remember, he called from day one.
Day
Remember
one.
Them times you had the stacks and the guns.
Yeah.
Remember them times where everything went wrong and you blamed everyone else with that same old song. It got old. You gotta call.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Your King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's who you are to
my everything when
Blessings and greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. I am your gospel radio apostle, Apostle John E. Ross, creator and host of this podcast, lead minister and founder of the Omega International Prophetic Ministries, and thank you for tuning in for season 5 of the Let's Talk to the Lord gospel radio talk show. Kingdom, our guest for this episode of Let's Talk to the Lord is gospel recording artist Karen Nicole Robinson. Kingdom, Karen Nicole is a CCM recording artist, songwriter, girl's life coach, and mother. She has had the privilege of recording and sharing the stage with Martha Munizzi, Donnie McClurkin, Kirk Franklin, The Walls Group, Virtue, T-Bone, and The Truth, just to name a few. Sister Karen Nicole Robinson, welcome to Let's Talk to the Lord.
Thank you so much, Apostle Ross. It's an honor and a privilege to be here with you today. I've been looking forward to this all week long, so I'm so happy it's finally here.
Amen. And before we begin our discussion, please tell the kingdom who you are in the kingdom of God.
Amen. I am a servant in the kingdom of God. I'm from San Antonio, Texas, and I believe that the Lord has called me to sing and minister through song, and as well as writing songs. And I just thank the Lord that he gave me a husband that can help with the management and business part of this, because I just like to focus on the ministry part of things. And so I just thank God that we've been in ministry since about 2011 or so. God gave us a platform to be able to start reaching out of the four walls of our own church. We got a blessing from our pastor, and he said, go forth, you know. And so I've been singing all my life, struggled with a little tone deafness when I was younger, and the Lord blessed me to overcome that. He sent me to a school I had no business in being at because we didn't have the money for it. But the Lord always promised that he'd provide whatever equipment that we would need if he's going to send us out. And so he trained me up, got my vocal cords strengthened, and I've been praising him ever since. And so I started this conversation off as I am a servant in the kingdom of God, and I'm proud to be a part of the laborers in the harvest. So I'm excited to see what God has in store for us in the future.
Amen. And please tell us, what is your story of repentance?
You know, my story of repentance, I grew up in a home where church was mandatory. Had to go to church. And but you know, for whatever reason it was, and I have to ask God about it one day and say, Lord, what in the world did you have me do this for? But I, instead of hanging out with kids my age, at a young age, like 5 I can remember the earliest, I always hung out with the older ladies, like the older, mature women of the church. I thought they were so cool. And so with that, I picked up the crumbs from them. And so I got to know God on a very deep level through prayer, and I believed in God at young age 5, you know. And that kind of faith and foundation that was laid for me, I quickly knew that I needed to give my life to God. And I knew that I needed to live a life that pleased him the best I could. And so I gave my life to God when I was young, very young. And I've still continued on that path. You know, no one's perfect. And every time I slip up, I say, Lord, forgive me. And I always know that his arms are open wide to me. So I've known God all my life. And I just count that a privilege, because still today, many don't know him. And so I just give God the glory that he spoke to me at a young age so that I could live the life I've lived with his help. So glory be to God.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Sister Robinson, please introduce our topic, begin our discussion, and let's go to the Word of God.
Amen. Our topic today, it's called Love Knows No Color. And before we start, I just want to go to the Word of God and the throne of God in prayer. Father, we are so grateful that you have given us your word that we can mm-hmm. reference, Lord, when we go through hard times. And, Lord, we know our world is going through a hard time with the pandemic, also with racial inequality, Lord. So we lift up these words that will be spoken up, that Hallelujah. You would fill us with your Holy Spirit as we,
yes, Lord,
we don't know who's listening, but, Lord, we just pray that their hearts will be softened, Lord, so that your word can be implanted and make change happen, Lord, in our world and all around us and starting with us. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And so I wanted to start off with what is the foundation of God's government? If we are all Christians of God, you know, we are followers of Christ, we have to know in whom we believe and so and what he's all about. And so God led me to understand that his foundation of his own government, how he operates, is from love. And so why doesn't God see color? I've always wondered, you know, he made this world beautiful, made all of us different shades of brown and reds and oranges. But God, he instructed us that he doesn't look at us through color. He sees us through eyes of love. And so he guided me to 1 Samuel 16:7. It says, the Lord does not look at the outward part of man, but the Lord looks at the very heart. And another verse, it says, as water reflects the face, so one's life will reflect what's in the heart. And that comes from Proverbs 27:19. And so in Jeremiah 17, you know, I'm going to be given a lot of word of God because I have no power. But any power that I will be preaching the word of God. So we'll go to Jeremiah 17:9, and it says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? And so here we can see that in order for us to see through the eyes that God has, eyes of love, we must have a change in our heart. And the fact that we see our neighbors Hallelujah. Who may be different color than ourselves tells us that we might have a little problem going on in our hearts. And it might tell us also that our hearts may not be in the right place. Yeah. So once again, we're going to go right back to the Word of God, Matthew 22:37-39, it says, love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is the same. I mean, there's no difference. As much as you're going to love God, guess what?
Hallelujah.
He wants you to love your neighbor as yourself. So if I love myself in the morning and I'm going to make sure I am in the right place, make sure my hair is done, I get my clothes on right, and make sure I have food, then guess what? I'm loving myself. I am putting on things that will make myself feel loved. And so when we go out for the day, God is saying, hey, guess what? If you see your brother or a stranger, really your brother in Christ, because we're all connected, he's saying, hey, lend a helping hand. Turn the other cheek. Make sure that you are showing love from me, that you are a citizen of heaven. That's what it's all about, showing Christ's love. So if we are going to be Christians, if we are going to wear that title, wear the cross around our neck, be followers of Christ, then we must strive to see that it doesn't matter what color our neighbors are. As long as, I know Kirk Franklin has a song, as long as the blood is red through our veins, we are all brothers and we are all sisters in Christ. So I'm going to raise a question. Then how does God show his love? What did God do? Because Christ is our example. So let's go to Romans 5:8. It said God showed his great love for us by sending Christ, his only begotten son, to die for us on the cross while we were yet sinners. And so the definition of sinners is not someone that goes to church every day and they're all holy and they never did anything wrong. No, a definition of sinner is the one that has lived that rugged, wretched life. The one that has no righteousness in them, the one that doesn't deserve to get off on their bail or whatever, the one that doesn't deserve forgiveness. A sinner is someone that needs forgiveness, the one that needs that mercy extended to them, the one that needs that second chance. And so this verse tells us that Christ, even while we all were sinners, we all were in a helpless state, he sent his son and said, nope, I'm going to die for them. Yep. I'm going to lay the very thing I treasure, my only son, on a cross so that I can show them what love really is.
Yeah.
And so In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, "He who knew no sin became sin for us."
Yes, yes.
So that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so we're not worthy in any way to, you know, put our noses up to anyone, because we're all in the same boat. We all need a Savior. And so who are we to basically make the sacrifice of Christ become null and void? You know, if we're going to hold our necks up and our noses up towards our brothers and sisters, you know, and not love them with the love of God, then we got another thing coming to us, because we didn't get on that cross. Christ did. So it's up to Christ to decide who we should love. And if we're really, you know, Christians and followers of God, then we should try to definitely let God lead the way and show us how we can love. It's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. I myself have had hard times, and I'd say, "Lord, this is going to be a hard one to love." But, you know, with prayer and with God being able to just lead you and guide you, everything's possible with God. And so we can see that from the beginning, God always has treated all of us better than we deserve to be treated. It takes a very pure heart, a pure and clean motive, in order to be able to see with eyes of love for our neighbors, regardless of how we think that they should be treated. And it says, "Love is the only power on earth that has enough power to turn an enemy into a friend." That is the most powerful, powerful weapon we have here today, friends. And so let's see, how does God make it possible for us to be able to develop this kind of love? If you're asking, "Well, I want to love, I want to see, you know, through God's eyes of love, how in the world can I do it?" You know, Romans 8 instructs us, and that's why I'm reading a lot of verses from the Bible, because the Word of God is our instruction manual. You know, when you buy a car, it comes with, you know, a manual so that you can know, hey, if how do I, you know, set the clock or the radio? Yeah. Well, you go to the manual. Same thing. God did not leave us in this world to be blinded and not know where in the world we're going or how to deal with things. And so because we're dealing with this racial inequality right now, it's huge. God said, "Hey, I've already discussed all of this. I've shown you the path that you should take when it comes to this." So let's go to Romans 8, verse 14. And it says, "For those who are led by the Holy Spirit of God are the children of God." So we're answering the question, how in the world can we develop this kind of love for one another? And so it says that those who are led by the Holy Spirit of God are the children of God. So in order to have love that sees no color, we must make a conscious choice each and every day to let the Holy Spirit lead us. Every action, every word, every look, every gesture, let the Holy Spirit lead. In Galatians 2:20, it says that we have been crucified with Christ, but yet not I, ourselves, no longer live, but it's Christ that lives in us. Amen?
Amen.
And so Christ lives within us when we are with Christ. And so 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any of us are in Christ, claiming that we are Christians, we are a new creation, amen. The
amen.
Old has passed away. Behold, it says, all things have become new. And so Acts 17:28, for in God we live and we move and we have our being. We are his offspring. And it's very clear there. He used the word offspring. That means, hey, us that have children, they're our offspring. So if we're Christians, we are the offspring of God himself. And he tells us right here in the Word of God. So we just thank God for the Word of God today, for all these golden nuggets that we're finding. And Philippians 2:13, it says, for it is God who works in us to do the work of his good pleasure. And so all these verses, in order for us to be able to develop the kind of love that we need so that we don't see, you know, the color of our neighbors as the first thing that we see when we interact with them, or we don't see, you know, oh, well, such and such did this, or this is what they're about, or I remember when they did this, because I know that this whole racial inequality goes deeper than just the color of a skin. It goes deeper into, you know, how you know, the have and the have-nots even.
Yeah.
You know, it's deeper. There are many levels to this. It's deeper than just color. And so in order for us to be able to love those that are hard to love, we got to let the Holy Spirit lead us. We have to. And that will fall back into our personal lives. We have to make sure that we are communing with God every single day. It said that God rose many times early in the morning to meet with his Father. And why did he do that? It was reminding him of who he was. He was a citizen of the kingdom of God. The earth was not his home. And so in order for him to continue to be reminded and be led while he did his ministry on earth, Jesus himself, who never sinned, was never, ever in fault. He had to be reminded and through prayer and meet with his Father. So we, too, should look at his example and make sure, hey, we have to make sure we are in communion with God so that his Spirit can lead us. And so if we are Christians and followers, we've given our lives to God, we must make sure that it's God living through us and not ourselves because, you know, it's not our will, it's God's will. So as I close, in order to love like God's love and have his love, seeing no color at all, but looking at the heart of a person, we must have an indwelling of the Holy Spirit, a change of heart, and a willingness to let God's love shine through. And I'll leave you with one final verse before I pass it back to Apostle Ross, that we must make this our prayer, and I pray that you will. And you can find in Psalms 51, verse 10. It says, create in me a clean heart, O God. And please renew a right spirit inside of me. And so may these words resonate with you today. And I'm going to pass this back to Apostle Ross to continue on our topic, Love Knows No Color.
Amen. Kingdom, our topic of discussion is Love Knows No Color, Kingdom. As I was researching our topic, I found adjectives describing our topic like interactive, war and peace, true love knows no color. I found expletives against racism, and equally against the uniting or coming together of different cultures. I believe, Sister Karen Nicole, that the topic the Lord gave you reaches to the very heart of the matter. And I say this because when you declare love knows no color, you are also speaking out against reverse discrimination alongside racism as well. Kingdom, blacks, or any culture that is fighting against its own culture and its own gender is the flammable liquid, if you will, that is not only fueling the fires that we have seen through the news media and in person, but is the very explosion that has manifested in the police brutality, discrimination, racism, birthing out systemic racism that has gone unnoticed mainly because of the lack of recording, reporting, and documentation. This is because it has naturally had its chance to permeate for so long until it has or we have become complacent. And it has festered for so long until in the midst of a global pandemic, it causes the pandemic to trend as a roller coaster ride from one end of the world to the next. But blessed be the name, hallelujah, of the crucified and shed blood of Jesus, because those same facts that I just stated are the foundation of what carried Jesus to the cross of crucifixion. It was his own culture and leaders turned against him that ignited one of the bloodiest battles this world has faced for the birthing out of the church. So we in the kingdom should find it no surprise that the final battle, which is yet to come, awaits us irregardless of our current situation. Which means this thorn in the flesh of mankind, because of the unrepentance of Adam, will continue to penetrate society until the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Kingdom Jesus, he modeled a life of freedom and liberty in spite of Satan's tactics. We are born in the world, but in Jesus we are not of this world. The Word of God affirms that all men are created equal, and we are all bear the image of God. Jesus preached out discrimination and commanded that we love our neighbor as ourselves and not to judge others based on how they look. Yes, our biblical history from Genesis to Revelation has battled this very issue since the fall of man to the birth of Jesus through the very day he met the Samaritan woman at the well, who Jesus was planting the church. He was planting the church and kingdom. I want to share from the Word of God what backs up this message God has given me regarding our topic, Love Knows No Color. We're going to go to Galatians, the 3rd chapter, the 28th verse, where Paul declares, there is now no distinction, neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is not male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. John 7 and 24 declares, be honest in your judgment and do not decide at a glance, meaning superficially and by appearances, but judge fairly and righteously. Jesus declared in John the 13th chapter, the 34th verse, I give you a new commandment that you should love one another just as I have loved you. So you too should love one another. Acts 10 and 34, and Peter opened his mouth and said, most certainly and thoroughly, I now perceive and understand that God shows no partiality and is no respecter of persons. Paul declares, love endures long and is patient and kind. Love is never envious nor boils over with jealousy, is not boastful or vainglorious, does not display itself haughtily. Paul declares in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and we're going to begin reading at the first verse, and it says, if I can speak in the tongues of men and even of angels, but have not love, meaning the reasoning, intentional, spiritual devotion, such as inspired by God's love for and in us, I am only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. In verse 2, if I have prophetic powers, meaning the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose and understand all the secret truths and the mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains but have not love, meaning God's love in me, I am nothing, meaning a useless nobody. Verse 3, even if I dole, meaning distribute out shares of something out to all to have to the poor in providing food, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but I have not love, meaning God's love in me, I gain nothing. Kingdom, like Sister Karen Nicole said, love is work, meaning the agape, the highest and purest form of love, the love of God for man and of man for God. Love is mutual. It is a two-way street, as they say. Agape is a God's divine affection, God's will and benevolence. Brotherly love, agape love, can be found in people who dedicate their lives to helping others for good and humanity. People who dedicate themselves to others are expressing agape love. And as God has given you in our topic, Sister Karen Nicole, shows no color. And many, sadly, are not up to the challenge of fairness and equality for all cultures as Jesus died for. So, Sister Karen Nicole Robinson, please give us the final word on our discussion. Love knows no color.
Amen, brother. The Lord He sees all. He knows all. And it's up to us to make sure that we are in his will. It's up to us to make sure that if we're going to wear that title as being Christians, that we understand exactly what we're proclaiming to those around us. And we also have to understand that the person that we see in the store, the person that's checking us out at the counter, or the person we sit next to on a plane, or the person that has a sign by the stoplight that says hungry, need money, need food. Yeah. Guess what, brothers and sisters? I have a reality checkup for you. That is your brother, and that is your sister.
Yes.
And so in order for us to one day get to the point where we can no longer look at these individuals as other people or those people, we have to be able to have the Holy Spirit change our hearts from within. It has to start with us. And if it doesn't start with us, then how do we expect the world to change? Yeah. So I pray today that if we will ask God to give us the Holy Spirit so that we can see our brothers and sisters through the eyes of God's love, not our love, because our love is tainted, but through the eyes of God's love, we will be able to overcome what's going on in our world. And so the Word of God says that we are going to be troubled on every side, but yet not distressed. And we are going to be perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted even, it says, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. And so we have these great promises in the Word of God, and I behoove you to spend time in the Word of God so that the Holy Spirit can transform your heart and transform your eyes most of all, and so that we can give love to those that don't even deserve it, that we can turn the cheek and give them the other cheek, and they'll just be shocked when we give them the love of God. But that's the answer to what we're going through today, people of God. And we really, really, really need the Lord to live within us, because there's no other way around it. That is the answer to the question, how in the world can we live with eyes that don't see color? We're going to see color. But if we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts and we let the Lord lead, that we too can be God's disciples and live a life with love. So I pray that you're blessed today, and I'm going to pass it back to Apostle Ross, and may you dive into the Word of God for yourself so that you too can be blessed with these promises.
Sister Karen Nicole, please introduce yourself to the kingdom.
Yes, I am Karen Nicole, and I am just a minister of the gospel through music. And I just thank God for this platform he's blessed me with. And if you're interested in finding any of the music that he's blessed me with, you can find me at www.karanicole.com. It's KaranicoleCom. Don't forget the H or you will not find me. And so I just would love to contact you guys or be in contact and fellowship with you. So find me at www.karanicole.com. Don't forget the H, and I'll be happy to share the love of God with you through music.
Amen. And please tell us about the music we will hear during this podcast, You Are the One and Love Knows No Color.
Yes, the song that God gave me, You Are the One, it's a personal song to me. It's something that I believe shows that I have reached a point in my life where I understand who God really is and how important he is. And like I shared before in the broadcast, that God revealed himself to me at a young age. And so as we all grow, you know, through different stages and ages, we also mature. And I believe the same goes for our spiritual walk with God. First, we're on what the Word refers to as milk. And then you become, you know, grown, quote unquote, in your spiritual life. And now you begin to feed on the meat of the Word of God. And so I'm at a point in my life and my walk with God to where, you know, it was more than just praise the Lord and hallelujah. It was, oh, God, you are the one. You make the sun come out and you, you know, give me the breath that I breathe every day I wake up. And so it's a song that just it reverences who God is. And it'll really take you to the places of holy and holies and just remember who God is. And so You Are the One is going to bless you. Be ready to be in a one-on-one place with God when you listen to it. It's going to take you there. And so may you be blessed by You Are the One today when you hear it. And lastly, the love knows no color. This song God gave me years ago, before all of this racial inequality came to the forefront of the news and everything. And he told me, he said, you're going to be able to encourage my people with this song years ago. And I said, well, Lord, you know, I know these things happened in the past, but, you know, it's something about being obedient to God. When he asks you to do something, just do it. And so I pray that this song that's been out since the beginning of the year, actually years ago we released it, and I believe that God has been using Love Knows No Color to just bring us back to what we need to be doing, and that is praying, making sure that the Holy Spirit dwells within us so that we can see our brothers and sisters through the eyes of love, and love truly knows no color. So may these songs today be a blessing to you, and I'd love to have you guys reach out to me at KarenNicole.com. So may you be blessed by these two selections today.
Amen. And how may the kingdom purchase your music and support your ministries?
Amen. It'd be a blessing to have you support the ministry God's given me. And you can also find the tabs on the website, thekarennicole.com, for any purchases you'd like to make these songs. Or I have several songs out that have been originally written and released. And we're so blessed to have these songs to share with you. You can also go to iTunes or CDBaby.com. Those are two social media websites that you can go to. And simply just all the songs, you can click and listen and get a kind of preview before you purchase. So it'd be an honor to have you support this ministry as we go forward to help God build his kingdom.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Kingdom, Let's Talk to the Lord can be heard on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Alexa, YouTube, His Hop Radio every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time, Elation Radio, and at PositivePower21.org. Click on Menu, click on Media Room, click on Let's Talk to the Lord for every episode. We're on Kingdom Influences broadcast every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time, Sensational Sounds Radio every Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Time, and WFFCDB Lexington, Kentucky, every Thursday at 7:30 a.m. Central Time. Please write to us at letstalktothelord@yahoo.com. Please visit our website, letstalktothelordradio.international. Please download our app on your app Play Store on your cell phone under the name Let's Talk to the Lord Radio. On Let's Talk to the Lord Radio International, we have 24/7 music, talk radio, interviews, news, and more. And we also have the music of Sister Karen Nicole in rotation. So come on over to the station. You can request it 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Kingdom, you can use now Alexa to begin Let's Talk Radio International. And my latest EP, Remember Now Thy Creator, is available in all digital stores. So please head on over to Amazon and pick you up a copy. Until next time, may God bless you and may God keep you living your lives at the foot of the cross under a open heaven. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
For compromise, our world is crying for help, and love is what we need. We're brothers, we're sisters, we're one big family. We might not see eye to eye, but two wrongs don't make it right. Let love fill your heart. it's dark and cold.
Love knows no color.
For love is patient, kind, and love it's never failed. Our souls need resurrection, back to the times we loved each other. Turn the other cheek, be what God has called us to be. We have to stand for what is right, pick up our cross and let our God lead. Let love fill your heart.
Fill your heart.
And let
definition of sound, vibrations that travel through the air or another medium and can be heard when they reach a person's ear. That's not the only definition of sound. There's a sound in one's voice that lets you know just what they feel. There is a sound of pain, a sound of joy, a sound of strength, a sound of love, a sound of desperation, and a sound of victory. Listen to the sound.
Just to think about it, I would do things that I would regret. Trying to get you to understand how I felt for you. I tried real hard time and time again, but I didn't know our love wouldn't grow. I should have just let it go, but I stayed around thinking you would learn to love. And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do to ever undo what you've done. I
look out for you. You try to play me like a fool. So I didn't care that love wasn't there. Had to just let it go. Couldn't stay around thinking you were like.
I should've known this wouldn't last long when you didn't come home some nights. And now I'm on in the zone, handle business on my own. So respect the queen on the throne. Aight, here's some strong advice. Move on, that's life. You wrong, I'm right, and I'm glad
and
I let
both
you go.
From Austin, Texas, on Urban Movement Radio, the number one for neo-soul, R&B, jazz, hip-hop, garage, and reggae music in Australia.
What's happening, people? This is DJ Scratchy One.
And this is Mikey Black of Audio Duck.
Right now you're locked into Urban Movement Radio, Brisbane, Australia.
You're more than a pretty face, girl with a curvy shape. You're full of substance, you're not shallow at all. For hours we could sit and talk, yeah. I'm just about anything, from A to Z. It's crazy how you relate to me. Oh, girl, with you, I can always be myself. Something that I've never felt. What's not to love about you? Every day I find more reasons to. Girl, you're in a beauty that's always shining through.
Hi, this is Aston Gray, the Aston Gray Project, and I'm rocking the number one radio station in Australia, Urban Movement Radio, bringing the global sounds